Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, April 8, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Uhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the killing of a Zimbabwean in South Africa.
South Africans allegedly killed Elvis Inyati in the country's political volatile disputed township in Johannesburg on Wednesday, according to Nomusa Chuma. Her late husband was manhandled by locals when he attempted to run away from a mob that was looking for illegal immigrants who were suspected to have committed several crimes in the neighborhood.
Ms. Chuma says Inyati was first marched to his home by the mob, which was pressing him to confess that he was part of a gang that killed about 7 South Africans in the township a few days ago.
African National Congress youth leaders in Deep Sloop say all Zimbabweans should leave the place with immediate effect.
The South African government has condemned the killing, saying people should not take the law into their own hands.
Non-governmental organizations, the economic freedom fighters and others have condemned Nyati's killing.
Namhlanje sikhuluma ngokubulawa kukaNyati. Unyati ke ngu-Elvis Nyati okade ehlala e-Deep Sloop khona ngale ke kule South Africa. Ubanjwe ngabantu khona ngale akade bedinga labo kuthiwa babulala ama-South Africans ayisikhombisa. Uthe sebanjwe khonapho ke bahamba la endlini, bamthole iphela ephumile endlini esiyabukela umabonakude komakhelwane. Wasesizwa ke abantu bengane bagijigijima phandle kulabanye abadinga isithupha besithi bafuna ukubona isithupha zabanye abantu. So uthe sokwenzakala konke lokhu-ke uNyati wacabanga ukuthi acele phansi wagijima esibini abaleke lokubulala abantu. So kusuka lapho-ke bamdonsa bahamba la endlini bafika bamtshaya khona ngale okunye okumangalisayo. Batshaya nomkakhe besithi akhulume ukuthi umbhobho ufihle ngapha uNyati. Kodwa uNyati yena wathi hayi kala mbhobho ngoba usebenza emakhitshini, usebenza-ke khona ngale e-Johannesburg area. So-ke uthe sokunjalo sebemtshayile bamthatha-ke uNyati bahamba la egangeni endaweni nje eligceke bafika bamthiza khonapho waze waphela umoya uNyati. Bemthiza-ke bamthiza ephila sibili waze wabhubha. So laba kuthiwa bekwenzile nje ngabantu abaku-neighborhood bolaba abe-neighborhood was committee labanye bakade besithi bakhangele zomthetho ukuthi bebona ukuthi akwenzakala amacala amaningi. Nxa sikhuluma nje khona manje umkakhe uNomusa Chuma uthi umzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi umkakhe uphonga ukubulawa ngathi-ke umnyeni wakhe uNomusa Chuma uthi umnyeni wakhe uphonga ukubulawa nje mahlayana ebulawela into angaziyo ngoba ngumuntu ongaziyo ukuthi umbhobho ukhangele ngaphi. So-ke uthi khonokho-ke kumzwisa ubuhlungu okunye okumangalisayo kuze kube nakhona manje uthi kumzwisa usizi khonokho okwenzakalayo. Uthi-ke sokungani sokumsinda layo ukuthi ahlale kulelo ndawo singazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo khona ngale. Sibonile-ke abanye abantu iziphathamandla zikahulumente zihamba khona ngale e-Deep Sloop lapho-ke ezikhulume khona lezakhamizi bekhulumisana ukuthi pho kumele kwenziweni. So khanya kube lokuthukana okunye okumangalisayo khona ngale-ke sibonile u-Benedict Mhlapo kumbe ngithi uThuso Khumalo osilungisele zendaba khona ngale sithi bekulokuxokozela okunye okunzima. Abakubandla le-African National Congress abatsha bathi ama-Zimbabwe wonke kumele aphumaphele kule South Africa ngoba bayawona kakhulu kuthiwa babamba inkunzi beza konke ongakhanyi ukuthi kunjani. Xa sisihlangana njalo i-Economic Freedom Fighters khona ngale ekhokhelwa ngumalema bathi lokho okwenzakalayo akulunganga akumelanga abantu bethathe umthetho befake ezandleni. Sibone njalo-ke lo mkhulu wamapholisa ubhekicele sithi hayi bo lingabothatha umthetho liwufake ezandleni zenu. So-ke khonapho-ke sikhuluma-ke umoseledi la uhambile khona ngale lapho okwenzakale khona wahlala phansi lezakhamizi ukuthi bakhulumisane. So sikhuluma nje emavelo sifuna abantu abaningi abathi hayi lokhu kunzima okwenzakaleyo njalo akumelanga kwenzakale ngoba kuyahlupha kakhulu. Kuhlupha nje akuhluphi nje abantu bezimbabwe kuphela kodwa kuhlupha umhlaba wonke ngoba ukubulala umuntu mahlayana asonto enhle, into embi kakhulu, into okungamelanga yenzakale ngoba ukutshona ukubulala abantu kukhanya kuyasinda sibili. So kunjalo ke emavelo sifuna ukuthi sikhuluma ngakho singangena khonapho-ke sihluphe siya phambili sibone ukuthi singenza njani.
Aiwa, tinokuchinga mizai nemufaro kunyangwe yedu vazhinji muzuva ranhasi remusi wechishanu kudai vari kuchema zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda kubva kusouth africa uko tiri kunzwa kuti pane zvizvarwa zvaimomo munyika yesouth africa zvakawanikwa izvo zvichiuraya vaelvis nyatsi apo pachiitiko chakawanikwa chichiitika icho kune imwe township iri mujohannesburg yedeep slut tinonzwa kuti pari zvino nhasi hurumende yemusouth africa yawanikwa ichitumira nhumwa dzayo kuti iende ichinotaura nevanhu vemunzvimbo iyoyi mudzimai wava Elvis Nyati tinoona kuti vakawanikwa vachitaura neStudio 7 vachiwanikwa vachitaura ivo kuti zvakafamba sei musi uyu pakazowanikwa murume wavo achiurayiwa vakati ivo murume wavo eva Elvis Nyati vakange vari kuwanikwa vachitiza panga paine mhomho yevanhu vanga vari kutsvaga vamwe vanhu vavanga vari kuti vari kuita nyaya yekuba zvino munzvimbo iyoyi yeDeep Slut asi vakati murume wavo akange ari kuda kutiza vanhu ava vakaabva awanikwa iye achibatwa abva awanikwa achirohwa zvakaipisisa ndiwo kuzowanikwa iye achipiswa saka muzuva ranhasi taona zvakare vanhu vemunzvimbo iyi vachiedza kutaura ivo nemakurukota anga atumwa kubva kuhurumende tikaonawo zvakare paine vamwe vanomirira bato reANC vanga vari pachiitiko ichi vachiwanikwa vachidya gaka kuti aiwa zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe ngazvidzokere kumusha kwavo nekuti ndivo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiita mhosva dzakawanda munzvimbo iyoyi saka ndozvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo uyezve tinoona kuti masangano akazvimirira anorwira kodzero dzevanhu vari kushora zvikuru zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda kubva musouth africa vachiti ivo upenyu hwevanhu hunofanira kuremekedzwa kunyangwe vanhu vari kunze kwenyika saka aiwa ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichida kunzwa kubva kune vanyarikani vedu kuti zvii zvingaitwa kuti nyaya yakadai tisaione ichienda kune dzimwe nzvimbo imomo musouth africa regai timbonzwa kubva kune mudzimai wava Elvis Nyati vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvakaitika apo takazoona murume wavo achirohwa zvakaipisisa uyezve achizopiswa nemoto gibs
ye unjalo ke sizama kuti sikurumbise ke ividhiyo kamama unomsa Nyati ekhuluma khonoku ukwehlele umngakhe siye sibone ukuthi singayibisa yini khonapho ye
bathe ma bephuma vele sebebazimbezela abanye abaphandle kule abanye vele ababalandela emuva angazi khwapha ukuthi phandle bafike babachaya ngani bafika babachaya ngemvubu zazade bezithwele langamatshe angazi khonapho ngokuthi sebuya lana sebuya senjani selimele engasakhondi ukuthi akhulume vele la banithola mina nhlezi kula umkhukhu lo next door lapha kumakade esibuka khona i-TV bafika bathi unomsa ngubani bese batshelile igama lami ukuthi lapho uhlala nobani bafika banithatha ngazanabo lapha vele lapha bese befikile bangena bafuza yonke indawo bakhipha yonke into bawisela phansi zonke izinto ngafika mina ngangena babethi kimi siphi isibham sendoda yakho naye lapha kunasibham indoda yamayela sibham isisebenzela emakhitshini igadeni bathi lezi mpahla uzithenga ngani abatshela ukuthi impahla lezo zinikwa abelungu lami ezinye bengizinikwa ngumlungu ade ngimsebenza ngaphi emitrend amabhotolani konke lokhu la enikwa ama-microve lo bendikwa abelungu ade basebenza bathi angeke zibe nempahla ezingaka kusho ukuthi vele liselu lesibham mina hayi khululekani ngikhululekile lingadinga yonke indawo ngiyeke ngize ngifihle ukuthi kule sibham lapha khululekani lifuze futhi kasha ngizimele ngikhona apha ngabambanga lulo bathi wena ngomfihlayo indoda yakho manje ibibalekani nxa ikwazithathela sibham ngathi hayi indoda yami ibibalekelani ukuthi ayinani ayinapasa ayina-ID sizwe sebetshaya laba abaphambili so wahle wathi ngcono sibaleke siyecatsha babuya naye lapha ngemva kokuthi mina besakhuluma lamba babengitshaya ngemvubu le kade beyithwele bathi sithi khuluma ukuthi sibham singaphi ngathi hayi lapha kula sibham bathi uyafihla wena indoda yakho le sibham ngoba izinto lezayeke zithenge ezila nama-microwave wonke lawa la wathenga ngani hayi mina abatshela ukuthi vele lokhu kuphiwa abelungu thina into ezilapha zonke sizithiwa abelungu esibasebenzela baqeda lapho baphuma la ephandle bama kula egethini ngale mina ngasala lapha labanye abantu ade begcwele phandle la akade behamba nabo kwangena bayithula kade ngikhuluma nabo bona babatshaye ngemvu bathi sicela i-R300 abe ngithi anginamali enjengaleyo ngoba mina vele angisebenzi okwamanje angisasebenzi indoda yami iyesebenza igadeni so imali engange-300 anginayo lapha endlini mina ngine-R50 nje esendlini yami babe bethi izise leyo R50 abe mbanikeza leyo R50 bayithatha Emva kokuyithatha babentshela ukuthi hayi sisizabona ukuthi sizamenza njalo buti. Anti ulo le German ngabe ngithi nguye lo Rasta. Bathi sesizobona ukuthi sizamenza. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi ngxenye ngibe ndiya 50 rand izokuthi hayi asisambophi sizonjikisa. Kwahle kwaba uhamba wakhe vele ngamgcina khona. Uba mncane wami uhambile police wamcheck. Ukuthazi ukuthi engabe benisephi. Amaphoyisa afika amtshela ukuthi umuntu onjalo usendayini nje bamchisi.
So there you are, marvelous. You are actually narrating what happened, you know, on that particular day when her husband was manhandled by some of these people and, you know, beaten up and, you know, dragged out of the house and then set on fire. You know, they tossed him with gasoline and then she says he was burnt to death when he was alive. So she's really distraught and, you know, so there are so many people who are actually condemning this kind of action. Marvelous.
Mudzimai wava Elvis Nyati vachitaura ivo mafambiro akaita zvino musuyo pakawanikwa ipo murume wavo achipiswa. Vataura ivo kuti vana ava vakauya vachida kunge vachitora murume wavo vakasvikobvunza kuti ko zvinhu zvinomba izvi makazviwana kupi. Anzi kati aiwa murume wangu anoshanda akapiwa nemurungu wake kwaanoshandira kuMidrand. Anzi vakati zvinhu zvinenge mamicrowave, matv zvimwe zvakadai dai. Makazviwana kupi. Saka vakataura kuti vabva azvuzvurudzwa akuchiedza kuti atize ndobva akazowanikwa achirohwa zvakaipisisa nokupiswa ndobva arasikirwa neupenyu. Saka ndozvanga zviri kutaura mudzimai wemushakabvu.
Yeah, my brothers, going forward, you know, there is a meeting that was held today in Diepsloot, you know, and there are so many people that went there, including the minister of immigration services. So there are some Zimbabweans who actually attended that meeting, and one of them was Bongani Mkhwanazi, was actually ejected out of that meeting. So he had to be saved by Motsoaledi, who actually talked to people who wanted to manhandle him too. So he was invited to go there as a member of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa and a member of the Zimbabwe Communist Party. So he was representing Zimbabwe there in terms of him being a Zimbabwean and a member of a community organization that looks into the affairs of Zimbabweans. So now, yesterday we saw Peggy Tele, the police minister, also talking about some of these things, and several other people were talking about the same kind of incident. Let's listen to some of these kind of people talking about this.
That community, they work with the police, is constitutional. It's a constitutional obligation and legislated that will work with the communities. But that does not make communities the police officers. They still work as community, create the link up between the police and the community. We have legislated structures like CPF. There are other new structures that are coming, neighborhood watch and other structures that we'll work with. But we will not allow communities to take law in their hands, or even to accompany. If they give us information, if they point where to go, but police cannot be accompanied by individuals and be told by those individuals, do this and don't do that. It can happen. We are legislated, we are in the constitution. It's the job of the police what to do, 205, it explains, and nobody else has that obligation except the police. Working with the communities, indeed, even now, if you read the SONA, even if you read the report of the expert appointed by the president about July, they are emphasizing on the point of working with the communities. So that one is given. They are not doing anything about it. Even after we have told the police that this is going to be dangerous to the entire society, we can't have people running amok saying they are going to invade people's houses, they are going to search people without warrants or search or things like that. We can't be having a country like that. You know, my brother, once we lose control of rule of law, we don't have a country anymore. We are behaving like this because we are law-abiding citizens. We want the law to take care of everyone in South Africa. But once you are going to say, myself, I can just enter this house, I search, and I say these people, they are selling drugs. we are now entering into a banana republic. And once we are there, there will be no return, because people are going to be killed.
It's painful, my brothers, very, very, very painful to see a black man killing another black man for not having a passport. It's very bad. We should respect life. The reason why other nations don't respect us as black people is because we don't respect each other. So this is terrible, my brother. This cannot be condoned. This can't be condoned. Crime, yes, will never protect criminals. But this is not acceptable at all. Ibuhlungu indaba yenzeke eDeepsloot. Ibuhlungu kakhulu. Ngoba ukuthi isizathu yini, hayi akungeni indawo. Kodwa ukuthi kufa umuntu afe ngesihloko esinje, hayi kwamukelekanga neze. Into le yenza ukuthi ezinye izizwe zisibukele phansi njengabantu abamnyama. Ngoba kasiyihloniphi impilo yomunye umuntu. Lokho kwenzeke lana siyakugxeka kakhulukazi. Akufanelanga kuphinde kwenzeke. Akufanelanga impela kuphinde kwenzeke. Kubi, kubi kakhulu.
Indoda esithile ngumna wami umntakama mdala. Yena ngakonyathi mina ngokwencube ngokuzala uzala ekhezi eSewula mina namphetheya ngale emajamshop. Indoda lo kuthiwa uphume abantu labo bengena next door bekuza amapasa. So wazama ukucatsha khona abaphakathi ejaradini bathe bengena bephula bamthola ecatshile base bathi isigebenga then bamshaya kanjalo bethola izando lamathwayi nathiwa ngokukhubha bamshaya babuya la ebantwini lapho abantu bathi le amazi abantu bangani sebesaba ukuveza ukuthi bayamazi bahlala naye yabo and unkosikazi wakhe leyo ukhona bamtshayile naye bona bamtshise bekhona bamtshise ngamathaya bemtshisa laphana then amapholisa athiwa amthole esaphila then bamyekela wa-charges waphila abelonke bezama ukususa amathaya lana bengakhuphi amapholisa bamyekela abelonke bebuza i-statement but umuntu lwane ephila bengamthinti.
My name is Armstrong Nombaba, staying here at the Deepsloot Extension number 6. I feel strongly so that the people that must be held accountable are the three councillors. The council of Ward 95, the council of Ward 96, and the council of Ward 112, because they are the ones that convened the meeting to discuss the issues that are affecting the kind in Deepsloot. But on our surprises, on the following day of that meeting, we wake up with an incident that is going to all over the world. So I'm saying it cannot be good, because this thing we lasted to see it before 1998, and we dealt with it as a people of Deepsloot. So we're saying whoever that is going to convene the community and not control without the police or GMPD must be held responsible.
Imzimila. Isimo sibi kakhulu lapho sikhoya eDeepsloot. Thina silalele nje iindaba ezithi insizwa yakanyathi engenele emzini wayo yashaya ngabantu bayibulala bayishisa futhi. Namuhla uMinister of Police uBhekicele, Minister of Home Affairs uMotsoaledi bazile bazokhulumisana nomphakathi. Bazwe nje ukuthi inkinga yini kangaka bakhalelane. Sizwe ukuthi umphakathi ukhalela ukuthi abakithi, and not just abakithi, foreigners in general, bangena ngomgunyathi eNingizimu Afrika besebesenzana ikhaya. Thina ke sidle njengabaholi kwamthwakazi uzolalela ukuthi abantu bakithi benzani, kodwa ke futhi singabasiza kanjani, sifacilitate kanjani ama-relations phakathi kwabantu basezibafeka nabantu bakithi. Yiko ke silana ke sizolalela, sizokhulumisana nabakhonayo kulalela, kodwa ke isimo nje mengisisho asihlanga.
Zimbabweans are entering our houses. Zimbabweans are entering our shops. I reside here. I know what I'm talking about. A Pakistanian currently, on Wednesday, they were locked inside their spaza shops. Pakistanians are not roaming around Deepsloot. Do you understand? Zimbabweans are roaming around Deepsloot as they please.
So you only want Zimbabweans to leave, just Zimbabwe?
Are you deaf? That is what I'm saying, Chief. You want Zimbabweans to leave. That is what I'm saying. My name is Thabang Molefe. I'm the ANC Youth League WTT convener in Ward 113. I represent young people in this community.
Okay.
It is the very same young people that are coming to us and saying, but why are you allowing these Zimbabweans to harass us? Why are you allowing these Zimbabweans to kill us? There's nothing more. You must leave.
You see what type of anger you have generated. This is for residents. It's a residents meeting. And I'm not sure why the Communist Party of Zimbabwe could invite you. Yeah. You said the Communist Party of Zimbabwe.
I am from the Communist Party of Zimbabwe. I'm the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa.
Yeah.
Open the China is because there was a death of the Zimbabwe. And yeah, we are concerned. And when this was raised with other people, they invited us to this meeting. We were not told that we were supposed to come.
Okay, fine. This is a community meeting of people who stay here. And they are very angry. You lost a Zimbabwean, as you say, which is very interesting. But they also lost 7 people. And that's where they are angry. There are people who also died. So we need to solve them with peaceful help in a way that is understandable. Because this is a meeting of the community. Can you relax, guys? Meeting of the community. Can you relax, guys?
You are marvelous. That's the Minister of Immigration, Motsoaledi. No, he was trying to explain to Mr. Bohan Mkwananzi about what is going on, you know, in terms of people showing their anger, you know, when he attended that meeting in Diepsloot. So they were really, really agitated. They didn't want anyone from Zimbabwe to attend that meeting. So there was a lot of tension there.
Iwa apo tiri kuona isusho nga zviri kuitika kumusangano wanga uri kuitwa iwo nhasi taona nhumwa dzehurumende yeSouth Africa vachiedza kutaura nevamwe vanga vakamirira esangano risina kwarakarerekera rinoshandira rega vachitaura ivo kuti dai manga musina kuuya pano pamusangano sezvo vanhu pari zvino vachiri vakatsama vakatsamira zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvinobva kunyika yezimbabwe saka tazoona apo mukuru mukuru wesangano iroro vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa ivo vanga vauyawo kuti vazobata maoko sezvo chizvarwa chakawanikwa chichishaya chiri chekuzimbabwe asi taona hedu vari kuvachitaurana zvakanaka asi kune vamwewo vanga vari munharaunda iyoyo ndivo vamwe vanga vari kuedza kuratidza kunge vane hasha tikanzwa zvakare kubva kune imwe yatingati mumiriri wewe chikiki mubato reANC vachitaura ivo kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri munzvimbo ingazvipe nekuti vari kuti ivo panguva ino vechidiki vemubato ravo reANC ndo zvavari kuvaudza kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe hazvisi kugarisana nevanhu zvakanaka munzvimbo iyoyi saka zviri zvinji zviri kuitika munzvimbo iyi yeDiepsloot tiri kuona zvakare bato reEEF tiri kuona vari kuposta mapicture pari zvino padandemutande vachitaura kuti ivowo zvakare vaenda kunobata maoko kumuri iyi yava Elvis Nyati saka tichange tiri kunzwa kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino asi tiri kuona kuti vari kutaura kuti izvi zvaitika muawa irori ratangobva kubva eGibbs.
Yes, we've got our first guest, Mr. Ngobani Shane Zondo. He's in South Africa. Zondo, siyabonga kukuhlelwa.
Yebo, thank you very much, Cecilia Fuma. I've been following also on YouTube the Minister of Home Affairs and Peggy Kele talking to the South Africans. So my concern there is that they are stoking up the violence in the people. And as leaders, I think that they are sending a wrong message to the people, because at a time like this, we must be calming down our citizens, both the South Africans, the Zimbabweans, and all the other Africans. So I think that we should take leadership in condemning any type of violence, whether it is perpetrated by South Africans or Zimbabweans. And we should also desist from painting the picture that a certain people or group of people are bad because they just have rotten apples within themselves. So I refuse to say that South Africans are a violent people. South Africans did not kill Mr. Elvis Nyati. It was criminals who did it. And I think that is what is the message we should be taking out there, so that we do not find ourselves in a situation that there is a civil unrest between South Africans and Zimbabweans. I feel like the sponsors of the young men satellites are intending at creating that kind of scenario. I do not know how it works for them politically or financially, but it seems that is where they want to take us. And we should resist those forces and hold back and say, no, we are not going to be violent. We are not going to retaliate. We are going to wear white. We are saying as leaders that we must wear t-shirts of white in solidarity with peace. To say us as Africans, South Africans and all Africans, we are peaceful, loving people. Let us not allow the people that want to divide us to have that power and authority over us. Thank you, sir.
Yes, hold on. Yes, I think we've got our reporter who is based in South Africa, Benedict Nhlapo, Kumalo. Tuso Kumalo, uyangizwa ukuthi ungazani ukhumekile angiboni kahle ungazani umfanekiso wakho ikhanda ningani likhumekile kancane kodwa uyangibona baba akutsho ke ithe tuso ukuthi usitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani kona ngapha ungasikhuma ngodwa brother
ya isimo ngathi sishubile sibili kakhulu masikhangela obekusenzakala manje njengalamhlanje bekunomhlangano lapha ke abaphathi intambo ababili wamapolisa lapha ucele kanye lomphathi intambo ezangaphakathi kwelizwe umntwaledi bekhuluma nezakhamizi bekumhlangano sibili lokufuthelana okukhulu kakhulu izakhamizi zona eziganunwako zisithi zona abantu bokuza azibafuni inhlobo kuleli lizwe ikakhulu izalwane zezimbabwe zithi izalwane zezimbabwe lapha zibamba abesifazane ikanyavu izwe esitontshayo zingena entani eshiyene lapho zisenza ke okushiyeneyo besithi hayi bafuna ukuthi ke baphume baphele kule ndawo okwenzakalayo ke ukuthi ke okuvunyelwane kulomhlangano ukuthi izakhamiza lapha ziripote emaphoyiseni bonke abaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni kwaze kwavunyelwana lokuthi ke ma uyisakhamizi ugcina umuntu ongekho emthethweni kufanele ukuthi ubone ukuthi lowo muntu uyamreport emaphoyiseni kumba umgcine endaweni ohlala khona. So it's a very volatile situation as we speak right now. The police were patrolling besenza ama raids in different places. Today only I think they arrested close to 50 illegal immigrants, in most of them kungayizizalwane ke zezimbabwe nezinye izalwane ezijiyene. Abakhala ngakho ke ukuthi ke kukhona lokho ubuganga obukhona obenziwa izana zezimbabwe. But surprisingly, in this meeting, it was more about ama South Africans than the death esibonile laphana kamnumzana Unyathi. Very little was said, but it was about protecting citizens ukuze babe safe, kungabi lobugangi. Okwenza ukuthi most of the abezalwane zakwamanye amazwe esikhulume nabo after the meeting, they feel very unsafe because they feel ukuthi they are being victimized. They are going to be hunted out. They are going to be surrendered to the police by Omastanda and all those things. So it's a very volatile situation. Abahlalisekanga abakwamanye amazwe because bacabanga ukuthi ke all odds are against them now. Masikhangela okwenzakalayo phakathi kwelizwe.
Yes, Marvelous, nanguthuso lapho ungakhuluma la.
Thank you. We welcome you. Thank you so much for giving us the update. What was the mood like? Because we've been seeing this place, there's a lot of tension from what we're seeing on social media. But you were there. Can you take us through what you saw today?
It's a meeting that was full of tension, a very volatile meeting between two ministers of home affairs and police and the residents there. It was a meeting that was fully charged. Residents were demanding that foreign nationals leave the place, were demanding that foreign nationals are committing crime. They were very bitter, especially about Zimbabweans, accusing Zimbabweans of all sort of things that they are doing in the area. And what we saw, which showed that the meeting was very volatile and charged, in that meeting, a Zimbabwean national who is the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Bohani Mkhwananzi, managed to get into that meeting. And when he wanted to speak in the meeting, it erupted into chaos and they wanted to just to squeeze blood out of him. And it was in the intervention of the Home Affairs Minister Mtswaledi that they took Bohani out and he had to be sneaked out using a police van. This shows you how volatile the situation is. The community just did not want to see any Zimbabwean, any foreign nationals. They said they want to put their security first. They want to talk to their ministers, no foreign nationals to intervene. So this is the situation in Tifloat. And foreign nationals are very worried because as we speak, what was agreed in the meeting is that even those with houses who have tenants that are foreign nationals, they should check their documents and make sure they are legal in the country. If not, they will also be arrested for doing that. So it's a very tough situation.
So when I'm going to work, Tuso, kumbe kuyahlala kunjalo njalo lo nomsa Juma ungaphi kona manje xa sikhuluma ke ndakokwamanje
Okwenzakala ngomsa chuma ukuthi ke sikhulume nabe imuli yakhe umfo wabo kanyati uthi yena bamsusile laphana e Deep Sloot siyasananzelela ukuthi laphana afika khona lapho kubulayelwe khona unyati kuphakathi enzikini Deep Sloot emkhukhwini babona ukuthi akaphephanga lapho ngoba labana abantu ababulela inyati. This issue is now international and everyone is worried so babona ukuthi kuyenzakala ukuthi angabi safe kule ndawo so bamthethe bamhlalisa komunye wesihlobo endaweni esafe lapha ke akhona okwamanje namalungiselelo lomngcwabo bathi bona bazohlangana ngesonto bazama ukuthi balungise ukuthi asiwe ekhaya ngoba imali zisahlupha. That's the first point. Kodwa ke ngokwesibili kukhanya isombululo esikhona esivunyelane ma ubheka indlela uhulumeni azama ukusolva ngayo le ndawo iyakhona apho ekuthini abakwamanye amazwe bazothwala nzima kuleli lizwe ngoba nenkulumo ebezikhona. There was very little ebokhulunywa ngesefithi yabakwamanye amazwe kumbe ngokusombulula udaba lokubulawa kukanyati kodwa bekhulunywa ukuthi abakwamanye amazwe bangela ubugebengu kufanele kwenzweni ukuthi kungabi lokugebengu kufanele basuswe kufanele kusala abaselizweni wonke emthethweni. So esikubonayo ukuthi ke vele bazothwala nzima because as we speak kudeployo amapolisa around 120 more at Deep Sloot namaven amapolisa about 16 vans. Umsebenzi wako upatrola to bring peace but one of the things to hunt for criminals and illegal immigrants. Esikubonayo ukuthi ke kuzoba nzima isombululo esikhona kuzoba ukuthi bazothwala nzima abakwamanye amazwe abakulelizwe ikakhulu abaselizweni ngongekho emthethweni yikho esikubona kuphela. Otherwise ukuvikeleka kwabo nokukhuseleka kwabo ezindlini sekukulutshwana ngoba izizalwane zakuleli zizonde kakhulu. In the past week bathi kunabantu abayi-7 although amaphoyisa confirm kuphela abayi-4 ababuleleweyo abayizalwane zakule South Africa. So bathi bona lokhu kwenziwa ngabakwamanye amazwe abasafuni inhlobo ukuzwa ukuthi abakwamanye amazwe basahlala kwenali nda.
So we are seeing the opposition here, the economic freedom fighters, we are seeing even Mosi Maimane and others. They are now turning into Operation Tutula, saying this thing may have stemmed from that, even if Operation Tutula does not have a role to play in Deep Sloot. So tell us a bit about this.
That's very true. This issue of foreign nationals has turned South Africans against each other. You know, as we have stated that since the beginning of the year, we had this Operation Tutula coming out, going to companies, asking them to retrench foreigners and replace them with South Africans, going out onto the street markets, trying to take the selling of vegetables, taking over from the foreign nationals, saying they are taking job opportunities, they are taking life opportunities. And the whole thing now has resulted in this Operation Tutula being present in many countries. And besides, it has encouraged community members now also to stand up and start try to send out foreign nationals. So we have had people like the economic freedom fighters, especially their leader Julius Malema. He spoke very strongly when these chaos started to happen and foreign nationals were being hunted, saying the government should do more to protect those that are coming from other countries. Saying these people are being sponsored, they do this because they want Africans to fight against each other. So we've heard EFF coming out strongly and they've been there today at the home of Unyati saying the government should make sure that the perpetrators are brought to book because there is suspicion, though not confirmed by any police or sources, there is suspicion that there was a meeting which was attended by councillors that belong to ANC, and 2 days or a day later this thing happened. So there are those accusations that are happening to say this thing could be in somehow fueled by some officials for whatever reason, we don't know, politically or election-wise, we don't know. But also my man has come out strongly saying it is wrong for foreigners to be targeted in this country. It is wrong that the government is doing nothing except lip service, because one surprising thing that has been happening is that even those that are in Operation Tutula, in whatever they are doing, they will be accompanied by the police. Sometimes they do these things with the police. Of course, when they raided Nyati's place and killed him, we are not we don't know if the police were there. There's not, no that confirmation. So a lot of people have been saying it seems the government is taking a soft stance in terms of dealing with this group, because whatever they are doing is illegal. It's not in their right to walk into anyone's home to demand to see papers. That's beyond their scope. That's not what citizens should do. So they are saying they should have been stopped in the first place. This is Malema and others. They should have been stopped, but it's because they suspect that these people are working together with the ANC, they're working together with the government, that's why the government is letting them do all this. But all those are speculations that cannot be confirmed. But it has divided South Africans. South Africans are now divided, some supporting the stay of foreign nationals and some saying no, they should leave because they are taking jobs from South Africans.
Surprisingly, the ANC Youth League is saying Zimbabwe should leave.
This is where the problem is, because you have got President Cyril Ramaphosa recently called Operation Dudula a vigilante group, meaning a group that is not sanctioned, that is doing illegal things by going around and hunting for foreign nationals. You have heard also ministers, Minister Pekitele yesterday also saying citizens are not allowed to take the law into their own hands. And you'd expect ordinarily that anyone in the ANC supports the government, support what the government is doing. But on the ground today, we had a youth league, ANC Youth League, coming out of the meeting. He's one of the people who wanted to tear Bongani Mkhwanazi alive. He came out to say Zimbabweans must go. We don't want them here. We don't want to hear anything here. Even when media pressed him to say, but we've got Zimbabweans that are legal here. What are you saying? Say, we don't want anything to do with foreign nationals, especially Zimbabweans. They should go back to their countries. This is what will bring peace here. So you've got that antagonism that seemed to be happening within the ANC, even within officials themselves. There was an interview when some ministers will be asked to put their personal position, but they'll be reserved to say what they think about Operation Dudula, which gives you a sense that there could be some within the ruling party that are excited about this move because they think maybe it will create jobs. But of course, at government official level, of course, Cyril Ramaphosa and others who would always denounce this group to say that should not happen and no one should harass foreign nationals. If ever they are illegal in the country, the police and Home Affairs to take care of that situation, not citizens taking the law into their hands.
Marvelous, Chipinde.
Runyararo kunzvimbo iyi yakaitika mirishonga iyi uye zvino vakutaura ivo kuti pari zvino kunyangwe hazvo pasati panyatso zvikanwa kuti vanhu vakaita se Dudula iya inowanikwa ichienda kunobvunza vanhu mapepa vanga varimo here muchiitiko ichi, asi zvanga zviri kutaurwa muzuva ranhasi panga vanga uchiona kuti panga pasina kugadzikana, nekuti sekutaura kwaita mutori wenhau pane mumwe mumiriri weANC abva awanikwa achibuda musangano uyu uyezve achida kuwanikwa iye achinyomba chizvarwa cheZimbabwe changa chapindawo musangano uyu. Pakazopindira ipo nhumwa dzanga dzabva kuhurumende kuti vagadzirise nyaya iyoyi. Saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kunzwa zviri kuitika pari zvino. I have a question so what is happening to the widow of the late Elvis Nyati? At the moment we see a lot of people seem to be going over. What kind of situation is she in right now?
Currently, she's in a very bad shape. What we know about her now is that the family has moved her from Diepsloot, because the area where she is, it is in the midst of the people that murdered his husband. So they thought she's not safe there. They've moved her to a safe place to stay with a relative there. And, of course, the relatives have also moved there. You know, when there's a funeral, people have to gather. So she's staying there at the moment. And the family is saying they'll be meeting on Sunday to just discuss how they're going to take care of the moving of the remains of Nyati back to Zimbabwe. But what they've been, I think the problems that they've been facing is that Nyati was a gardener, somebody who does not earn much. and they are struggling to get funds to go across. When we spoke to the Consul General yesterday, she was saying they are also making efforts to intervene there and see what they can do to help the family. I'm not sure if that has happened, but currently that's the status. But she is very devastated. Remember, this is a young mother who had three children, and those are at school, and she's not working. She was not working at the time, and she's not working now, so everything is just heavy on her. And on top of that, the police have not arrested the perpetrator. This is what was also worrying in the meeting, that the police did not specify what exactly they are doing to hunt for these perpetrators, because according to one community member that we spoke with during the day, he suspects that these people are known and these people are connected, so it is easy for them to be arrested. But remember, these are people that are suspected. These are community members who have been patrolling on that night, so somebody knows them. Who was this group? Who were in this patrol? But all that has not happened. So to the family, that also is not sitting well with them, that the father of the house has died, but no one has been arrested, and the police are not even reporting to them. I was asking them that, did the police come to your family to talk to you? They said only just to talk to us, but not any update on what is happening. And also, one thing that made them angry is that yesterday, Minister Begitele, the Minister of Police, came to Deep Sloot, very near to where this home was, where the Nyati man was burnt to death, but he never went into the shack to talk to these people. So they are saying this is unlike Tele. Usually, when such things happen, Tele will go and enter and talk to the family and come out and talk to the media. But he never went there. Of course, when he was questioned by the media, Tele said he sent the commissioner there to talk to them and the station commander, so he thinks they represented him enough. But the family saying, but why them? Why is it because that they are foreign nationals that the minister did not find it to enter their home, because it was very near, less than 100 meters away from the home. So those are some of the things that's troubling the family for now, but they are preparing for the parent.
Now, lastly, Tuso, what's going to happen to Zimbabweans in Deep Sloot? Are they leaving?
Zimbabweans in Deep Sloot are now under very much panic. Most of them that I spoke to, they are thinking of relocating to other places, because it is the truth that we have got a lot of undocumented Zimbabweans here. But now, with the meeting that happened, agreeing that even the landlords where they are renting, they should check and report them if they are illegal. So they are planning to relocate. And those who have no relatives in other parts of South Africa, of course, one thinking is that should they go back home, but they are saying we go back home to what? Because they are not working. So it's a very difficult situation. And it's not only here in Deep Sloot. This thing is happening right across the country. You have got these fears that any time they think they could be attacked. So it's a very... they're just between a rock and a hard place. They don't know what to do because going back home, they're not working. Staying here also is a problem.
Thank you very much. Just 10 seconds.
AbeZimbabwe batibona bayesaba kakhulu, abakwazi ukuthi bathini. Ukubuyela ekhaya kwenza ukuhlala lapha la kusekuyingozi, ngoba kuthiwa anytime abangabonakala kufanele babotshiswe. Baphakathi kwehlele mbokodo, abazi ukuthi bathini kahle kahle. Basebunzimeni obukhulu kakhulu, besesaba ukuhlaselwa, besesaba ukutshwa ngamaphoyisa, bengazi ukuthi bathini.
Thuso, siyabonga kakhulu ungathini lokusasa lo kade sikhuluma la ke Thuso Khumalo kunangale ke eJohannesburg. Sibonge kakhulu Jahel Dal, ungathini lokusasa. Bye bye. So that was Tuso Khumalo. Then we've got another guest here. That is Tandazani Moyo. Tandazani, so tell us a bit about what you think about this situation in South Africa, briefly.
Thank you very much, Dube, and greetings to your listeners out there. It is a very worrisome situation, actually, that is happening in Deep Sloot. I actually went there today just to see things myself on what was going on when the youth were talking. I was actually around watching them and trying to understand exactly where they are coming from and trying to get their frustration. And I've come to a very critical analysis around this whole thing. And I can confirm to you that Zimbabweans are not safe, not only in Deep Sloot, but across the South African country. considering that South Africans are frustrated and they believe that their joblessness is as the result of Zimbabweans being in South Africa, number one. And number two, they believe that the high crime rate that is escalating in South Africa is also the reason it's being caused by Zimbabweans, which is in some senses not true, considering that in these very same crimes, the South Africans are also involved in crime. They are working together with the Zimbabweans, Nigerians, and others. So there are always criminals from anywhere else. It's not about Zimbabweans. But this attack is now being specified to the people of Zimbabwe, and I think that it is the high time we begin to have a black consciousness, to be conscious as the people of Zimbabwe and begin to know that wherever we are not safe, and we need to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And I beg you to the issue of my brother who has lost his life actually in Deep Sloot, which I would love to send my deepest condolences to his family and others. So it is very difficult for us to accept that the guy did not do anything. He just went to a neighboring country looking for greener pastures, but he's being killed. And I said, he's just in a crossfire. So I would love to say to say that I don't believe that all South Africans are violent, considering that no Zimbabweans here, and in fact, foreign nationals here in South Africa, they don't own houses, number one. They don't get RDPs. They are renting from South Africans, meaning that they are peace-loving South Africans. In fact, the majority of South Africans, they are peace-loving people. We live with them. We eat with them. We do a lot of things with them. But right now, there is a small group that is frustrated, especially at the young generation, considering that these people, they wake up early in the morning with the blessing of the empty stomach and joblessness existence due to the economic conditions that are getting difficult each and every day here in South Africa. So it is difficult for the foreigners and for the South Africans. So these South Africans, they don't understand the origin of the problems that they are suffering from. They don't understand the origin of the quagmire that they are facing as South Africans. So therefore, they think that foreigners are responsible.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So let's bring in another person here who has just joined us, and that is, I think, that's Wunda. Wunda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Marvelous. You can go ahead.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mukomana wechidiki anga ari kutaura iye kuti nhasi anga ari kunzvimbo yeDeep Sloot uku akati iye zvaari kuona nekunzwa ndezvekuti vechidiki ndo vamwe vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirwadzikana nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yavo yeSouth Africa vanova zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa achitivo vazhinji vavo havasi kushanda saka vanenge vawana nguva yakawanda yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachizoita zvimwe zvinhu zvisiri pamutemo. Saka ndokutaura kwaanga ari kuita achiti ehe hatingati isu vese vanhu zvizvarwa zvemusouth africa vanhu vakaipa asi vashoma vari kuita zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi nyanya vechidiki akataura iye kuti anyatsoenda munzvimbo iyi kuti anzwisise kuti kosei tiri kuona muine mhirizhonga asi ati iye mukomana wechidiki anga ari pano hanzi pari zvino semaonero ake zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri musouth africa imomo kwakawanda kwachona pari zvino zvinhu zvichange zvichaoma mune ramangwana nekuti ari kuona semaonero ake kuti pari zvino vanhu vane uturu hwakawanda vakanyanya kutarisa kumazimbabwe nekuti vanenge vachiona kunge ndo vari kuita nyaya yekuba nezvimwewo zvakaipa zviri kuitika munyika kunyange hazvo zvisiri zvemachokwadi Gibbs.
Yes, loba valapa ke uvunda vunda savamukela kuperwa.
Yebo baba Dulu, yebo.
Ye, posilako siri.
Okokuqala ngizokhuluma ngomthetho wala South Africa. Umthetho wala South Africa baba Dulu uwiki kakhulu. Weak. Singakhanyela into eyenzeke izolo. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi i-crime scene kumele kunale tape le abayifaka amaphoyisa okuvalela abantu ukuthi abantu bengaphazamisi i-crime scene. But bekungekho lapho. Which means le nto abayithathi serious, number one. Number two, yebo bakhona abantu basezimbabwe abawenzayo ubugebengu. and ba siyabaza abanye bakhona because sihlala nabo emalokishini but the problem emaphoyiseni abantu abenza ukugebengu abahlali nje 2-3 months umuntu wakhona sekabuyile back emphakathini but ikhona abona khona iproblem la iqala khona ukuthi why umuntu uma yenza ukugebengu angaboshwa like let's say ubulela umuntu ugwetshiwe isigwebo sakho life in jail babulala abantu babuya bezohlala nomphakathi so iproblem leyo nto zakwesiko so angazi ukuthi ungase qhina bani elingatholakala ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi umthetho usebenze strong ngendlela efanele number 3 mina I have a permit which expired last year December but they gave us 1 year grace period right and then there was a time that happened that I was arrested in Joburg City. So when they arrest me, because I know that I have my papers, but I don't carry them. Then okay, they ask me to come from my children, instead I come from Zimbabwe. Okay, passport ID. I don't have passport, but it's at home. You know what they asked me? 2,000 rand. Mm-hmm. And then I told them straight, no, forget about that. I'm not gonna do that. If you arrest me, arrest me. But I have my papers. Then they saw what this guy is serious. Which means he knows this story, and then they let me go. Number 4. These days, the only crime that you see on TV, it's a crime that is done by Zimbabweans. But crime, it happens every day, every minute. Like today, when I was coming to work, there was a truck that was being hijacked near Kempton Park. But that thing is not going to be on news. Because you can tell with that was South Africans that were doing that. There was a blue light of the police. So they were robbing that truck. It wasn't a traffic stop, it was a robbery. You could tell that this is a robbery. But that thing won't be reported on the news because it was done by South Africans.
So all what you're saying is that foreigners are being targeted for nothing at times? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, foreigners are targeted. Yes, they're targeted. Let's say their main cry is like, we are taking that job. Okay, fine, I'm working. And I'm working for a big company. Right. In this company, what happens? These so-called youth locals, they don't want to work. They are lazy. Very, very, very lazy. They don't want to work. I see that daily, each and every day. Someone just take a sick leave for 1 week, then it comes with no letter. What do you expect the company to do to you?
Yes, Simekonabo, Siabuya Utabololo, Singense Ubaba, Utabelish and Dovo, and Dovanganabo Utuena, Utumbonakonapo. So I'm going
to San Monani, Babutu, Savona, no Sisma Velas, Lapiani.
Yes, I'm going to.
Yeva. Hey, Inda was a tomb, Babutu, Sisbona. Zibuhlungu kanjalo sezidinga ukuthi abantu basiqoqe njalo sithi ukwehlisa ukukhuluma kakhulu ngoba singathi singabheka ukukhuluma angeke kuze kusisize into esisiza ukuthi senze okufanele sikwenze ngizoqala ngokuthi into udaba lomfowethu osishiyile Deep Sloot ngithe mangibheka noma ngamehlo enyama ngibona ukuthi okay kwenzekile sekashonile umfowethu akunanto esizoyenza kodwa ngibe ngithi mina esuke ibe buhlungu kakhulu ukuthi mayiqala indaba ithi bekufuneka ipassport noma iIT bagcina sokudingakala imali angatholakala imali kwaphuma le ephumile u50 rand kusho ukuthi leyo 300 rand beyingakwazi ukuseva umphefumulo kalowa mfowethu ngibuye futhi ngithi mina ukungatholakali kwaleya mali yikho kwenza umfowethu ashone kwindaba yephepha le nto le bangela loko baba igovernment yasekhaya ayizange yathatha inyathelo eri-right ukuthi ikwazi ukukhusela abantu bayo yingakho kuso yingakho nabantu bela so manje ngibuyele emva ngithi yilapho kudingeka khona ukuthi wonke amaphathi aphikisayo abambane manje akwazi ukuhlanganisa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ukuthi zikwazi ukubona inkinga yenzeka kuzona every year. Noma isiphi isikhathi baba uDube lento iyenzeka la eSouth Africa sihleli sibhekana nengozi eziningi. Ezinye zakhona vele abakwazi nokuzikhipha, kube kuthiwa bayakwazi ukuzikhipha zonke, kube sihlala sikhuluma, kodwa ke ezithintekalazo yilezi ezikhona manje ukuthi uqala into igcine sokufe umuntu. Iqale into igcine sokufe umuntu, always kukhulunywa foreigners, the foreigner is only Zimbabweans here in South Africa. And then I understand ukuthi the other people they don't know how to different ukuhlukanisa igama elithi foreigner negama elithi Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a country, is South Africa na a country. Those countries wonke umuntu lapho it's a foreigner. Mawu South Africa uhambe Zimbabwe ya foreigner. So now into esibhekane nayo la eSouth Africa, ama Zimbabwean is the one abangama foreigner la eSouth Africa. So the only thing what I can say to the Zimbabwean, ngizoyikhuluma ngithi kungani ningabuyeli ekhaya noma singabuyeli ekhaya siyolungisisa esikulungisayo bese iSouth Africa sishiye in peace, sibone ukuthi leyinye icountry esele yona ayizukuba nikeza inkinga na. Ngoba uma ungabheka kune complaint yomsebenzi ukuthi imsebenzi yathathwa, ngicabanga ukuthi kunomuntu noma kune company yavula estradini yafaka ivacancy ukuthi ngifuna abantu abazothengisa amatamati, ayikho neyo di company yamatamati esestradini. Abantu beZimbabwe babuya bengakwazi ukuyamaketha ngendaba yokuthi awukwazi ukungena emsebenzini ungena permit, awukwazi ukungena emsebenzini ungena ID. Angithi so batholakala kanjani abantu abangena ama ID emsebenzini? Kusukele kuthinini laba abanama ID abakwazi ukuhamba bayomaketha ngendlela, ngoba basuke bejethi mina ngifundela ukuba uteacher, angeke ngikwazi ukuyasebenza ku construction because my certificate is allow me to be a teacher. But they don't know how to make it. The moment you wait your job, you rather work another job so that your time is going to be in time. Ukwazi ukuthi ma ungasitholi isikhathi sokuba uteacher manje, ngena ku construction. And then these guys from Zimbabwe, they come with certificate from Zimbabwe. You can't work that with certificate for Zimbabwe here in South Africa. And then they take noma wuphi umsebenzi bawuthatha abasebenzi emakhishini bayasebenza, ungathacosha le nto uyayicosha, right? At the end kuba umsindo, and umsindo lwami ugcine sewufika lapho ukuthi abantu balwe.
Uze babaonye sowumela abanye abantu bechiswe. Kodwa sima khonapho-ke sibise uMavela siyabuya kuye khona. Mavela, what he's saying is that, you know, Zimbabweans go to South Africa to look for jobs. They do any type of job, you know, even if you've got a PhD, you've got anything, just take any job that you can. So at the end of the day, he says, that's where conflict starts, you know, because some South Africans will be needing their jobs as well, and then chaos starts that way. So that's what he's explaining there.
Apo tiri kunzwa munyarikani vari kutaura ivo kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pazvinouya zvichibva kuZimbabwe vanouya vaine mapepa avo ezvidzidzo zvavanenge vari kuita kubva kuZimbabwe. Vamwe vanogona kunge vari maticha, vamwe vanogona kunge vari madokta, vamwe vanogona kunge vari madigiri epamusoro, asi uchisvika munzvimbo iyoyo nekuti unenge usina mapepa yeimomo unogona kubata mamwe mabasa epasi. Ndo zvinozoita kuti maSouth Africans vazonzwa kana kufunga kuti maZimbabweans vari kutora mabasa avo vasingaozive kuti maZimbabweans mamwe ari kutotora mabasa ari pasi pezvavakawanikwa vachitraina muZimbabwe. Saka ndo zvazviri kutaurwa ipo pano, asi tichienderera mberi tichataura kuti nyaya iyi iri kuenderera mberi. Saka tange tiri kukupakurirai ipo pano pastudio 7 pavoa Shona pavoa Ndebele kuti chii chiri kuitika. Weekend yese inoitenge tiri kukanda mapicture kana mavideo anenge achikupai update yekuti chii chiri kuitika, uyezve vari pavoa Shona tiri kuenderera mberi nenyaya iyi paLet's Talk ngatikurukurei, nekuti hatina kukwanisa kuiita mangwanani. Saka tiri kuenderera mberi ikoko, asi ndo nyaya yatiri kunzwa. I see the young man is back.
So apparently we have run out of time. So if it was a soccer match,
yeah,
we're going to have extra time, but we don't. So
yeah.
We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tandazani Moyo, Mr. Siyabonga Vundla, and Mr. Thembele Ndlovu. We also thank Thuso Khumalo, our correspondent who's based in South Africa. So these guys have been seeing everything, and I think you heard the young man, Tandazani Moyo, saying he was in deep scoot, and he saw what he saw. And he got afraid of what is going or what is happening in that country. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm marvelous, Mshwanganya. We are saying have a very good night and have a great weekend.
Yeah, libele pela vige nse, pela vige elechugela. Baba isi abonga kulu lomke, enge na kuchelo na mshanje, si le teba lukutiliza buya futi, linge na kuchelo mfanayo. Mavela suya chutu za vile lulake, njala lukchelo, la mshanje. Lati za zamuti sili niko kunye, mpela vige pele isawe siwe tula konapa, ya ulo mkipstube kuchelo yule life talk. Bye bye.